BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has said Ukraine would hold peace talks with Russia tomorrow if Moscow's troops left his country. But he said Vladimir Putin was not ready to end the war. Mr. Zelensky was speaking as he wrapped up a conference in Switzerland in which almost 100 world leaders discussed Kyiv's proposals for peace. More details from Sarah Rainsford.
He stressed that 84 countries who had delegations here joined a joint communique which underlined Ukraine's right essentially not to be invaded and called for things such as an increase in prisoner exchanges, called for nuclear security, called for food security, all issues that the delegations here could talk about, could discuss and could essentially agree upon. But there were a handful of countries, including Saudi Arabia, India, Mexico, who didn't sign up to that final communique. And of course, the big missing part in all of this was not only Russia, but its big backer, China.
Police in Malawi say a vehicle in a motorcade transporting the vice president's body has ploughed into mourners in a village, killing four people. The politician, Saulos Chilima, died in a plane crash a week ago. Rory Gallimore reports.
Mr. Chilima's body was being taken back to his home village ahead of his burial on Monday. Thousands had gathered to see the coffin, but details of how exactly one of the cars in the convoy ended up crashing into a crowd are unclear. Some reports say villagers had blocked the road and some stones were thrown at the vehicles. Mr. Chilima's party has demanded a full investigation into his death in a plane crash. The president, Lazarus Chakwera, said the aircraft came down in bad weather, but not everyone in Malawi has accepted that explanation. There were some boos at a funeral service on Sunday when Mr. Chakwera spoke.
South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma has said his political party Umkhonto we Sizwe, or MK, will join the opposition alliance in parliament. But MK said it still maintained last month's election was rigged. Here's David Bamford.
Rather than continuing with his obstruction strategy, Jacob Zuma now says that his MK party will coordinate resistance in parliament to the governing coalition led by the African National Congress. The allied opposition forces, which collectively control almost a third of the seats, will include MK, the left-wing Economic Freedom Fighters, and the centre-left United Democratic Movement. The ANC, having failed to secure a parliamentary majority, has formed a coalition government in partnership with the White-led Pro-Business Democratic Alliance.
Jihadist militants in northern Burkina Faso say they killed dozens of soldiers in an attack this week, which the military authorities have yet to acknowledge. World News from the BBC. The Israeli military has warned that an increase in cross-border attacks by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah is bringing the region to the brink of serious escalation. The IDF spokesman, Daniel Hagari, said a wider conflict would have devastating consequences for the Middle East. The Australian Prime Minister is due to hold high-level talks with the Chinese Premier in Canberra shortly, as the two countries work to rebuild their relationship. Discussions between Anthony Albanese and Li Qiang are expected to include issues of contention surrounding trade, rising regional tensions and human rights in China. At the Men's European Football Championship, England have beaten Serbia 1-0. Jude Bellingham scored the only goal. Andy Swiss has this report.
England dominated the first half, but come the second, Serbia looked a different side, and England suddenly looked wobbly. Although Harry Kane hit the bar, they needed a fine save from Jordan Pickford to preserve their lead before the final whistle brought relief. Not England's best then, but for manager Gareth Southgate, the win was all that mattered.
I was really pleased with a lot of the play, especially the first half. I thought we used the ball really well. Second half, we didn't keep it quite as well as we need to. But to get the win and the start that we have is really important.
At times, a nervy display then, but most importantly, a victorious one. And it leaves England top of their group going into their next game against Denmark on Thursday.
In the day's other games, Denmark and Slovenia drew 1-1 and the Netherlands beat Poland 2-1. The American golfer Bryson DeChambeau has won the US Open. It's the second major title of his career. On a dramatic final day in North Carolina, DeChambeau punched the air after securing victory with his final putt. BBC News.